Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, May 26. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Grade 6 National Assessment kicked off today. CDB says agriculture can transform Jamaica economy. And a French labor dispute, widespread strikes cause disruption. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details after this.
Can you afford to lose everything? In times of uncertainty, ensure you have the security of Quartz Payment Protection. When you shop with Quartz Ready Finance Gold or Ultimate Plan, if you lose your job after 6 months of making payments, our redundancy coverage ensures that the payment on your account continues for up to 12 months. Don't risk losing everything. Shop with Quartz Ready Finance and get the payment protection plan that protects you against redundancy, disability, death, and loss of item due to natural disaster, fire, flood, or theft. Quartz Ready Finance with payment protection. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead.
The Grade 6 National Assessment began today, and 1,086 students across the island are sitting the exams, which are being held over 2 days. Acting Education Officer for Curriculum Measurement and Evaluation, Candia Robinson, has advised parents to refrain from applying additional stress to their children at this time.
Tomorrow will be Language Arts, Paper 1 and Paper 2, and Social Studies. And on Friday, the students will be assessed in Mathematics and Science. This year, we have 1,086. I think last year we had 1,054, so it's like, as you said, a 3% increase. We have 547 girls and 549 boys. They would have been actually preparing for the last 2 years. A lot of us have the misconception that the Grade 6 National Assessment is based only on Grade 6, but really and truly it's Grade 5 and Grade 4, it's a continuation. So they would have been prepared. As a matter of fact, sometimes they even practice using the questions and so on. So they just have to know that they need to be kind of relaxed. Don't be too nervous, especially parents. We need to let them know that they need to not add any stress to their children, because when students go into the exam with all these high expectations and all this pressure on them, they tend to underperform. And then, you know, people are a bit surprised as to what they produce, but really and truly, it's because of the additional stress and pressure that was placed on them prior to the exam. We have 53 centers. We have 2 new centers this year. Warner, they have never been a center. They have always gone down to Mahu, and they ask that they become their own center. So Warner is a new center, and Bellevue, Chopin is a new center, because before they would go to Pichley Primary School, but Pichley Primary School is no more. So Bellevue is their own center now. So we have 53 in all.
The Dominica Manufacturers Association has said that it is continuing to seek ways which will enhance the economic sustainability of its members and reduce operational costs. As a result, today, the 2 main telecommunications service providers in Dominica, Digicel and Flo, will make presentations to the various manufacturers offering service packages of telephone and internet services, resulting in the enhancement of the communication portfolio of the manufacturers. The event takes place at the NDFD, and each service provider will be allotted 45 minutes to present their package to the manufacturers, at the end of which manufacturers will decide on the service provider of preference. A more affordable telecommunications package is expected to improve communication among suppliers and the DMA, and also allow the small manufacturers to reach out to a wider market through the internet. Minister responsible for disaster management, Raymond Blackmore, says government has to make changes within the Office of Disaster Management in preparation for the 2016 hurricane season. Among the changes was soliciting the advice of former National Disaster Management Coordinator Cecil Schillingford. Blackmore says Schillingford has to be commended for the work he has done so far. The minister was addressing a recent meeting of NEPO.
In preparation for this year's hurricane season, that there were some changes that we had to make within the Disaster Preparedness Office. And of course, we had to bring back Mr. Cecil Schillingford as a consultant. And I want to commend Mr. Cecil Linford for the work he has done thus far. For a matter of fact, he appeared to be a very rich person. And because for the past 3 months, he has not taken his salary. So I get the sense that he wants to donate that money to some of the victims of Erica. I want to advise you that maybe you can consider Campbell. You see? But that demonstrates the level of commitment that some of us in this country, or most of us, if not all, have to this country, the country's development. He has consented to carry on for an additional 3 months, I've been advised, and I want to commend you for that. Also, there are a number of other competencies within the human resource structure within the office that we have also addressed. And that, in fact, is actually needed to make the unit or the office more responsive to our needs going forward. So I want to really commend you, Mr. Cecil Linford, for that.
Chief Procurement Officer within the Central Procurement Unit, Oscar Seaman, wants all concerned to adhere to the rules enshrined in the new Public Procurement and Contract Administration Act when it is passed into law. Government is currently on course to have the existing Act of 2012 repealed and replaced after a review by consultant Patrice F. Pratt outlines some weaknesses and inconsistencies within the Act.
The Procurement Act is not only to regulate government's way of doing procurement. It's also to regulate also the behaviors of there in terms of contractor or suppliers' approach to how they go about doing the procurement. Because remember, a government has a procurement activity. And say Mrs. Joseph here gives a proposal and she says that I'm going to do the procurement. This is how I'm going to do it, based on the requirements that you have given me. And when Mrs. Joseph has won the contract, she does what she wants, not following what is said. She has to be governed by the rules governed in the Act, or governed in, you know, governed by what has been said. And we must understand that we have to be governed by what is said. So when the procurement law is passed, we expect everybody, government agencies, government line ministries, the local industry, the international suppliers, we expect them to follow the rules that are enshrined in the law.
The new act is expected to be in effect before the end of 2016. The Eastern and Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, has expressed concern about the interest in commercial bank fees and charges across the Eastern and Caribbean Currency Union. In a press release issued Tuesday, the ECCB advised that it does not have the powers to regulate commercial bank fees and charges, and as a consequence, individual banks determine their fees and charges. This comes on the heels of the $25 per month service charge on savings accounts, which has already been implemented in some countries in the region. The release further stated that commercial banks operating within the ECCU are encouraged to explain to their customers and the general public their reasoning for the increases in fees and charges. The ECCB serves as a central bank for Dominica, Antigua and Barbuda, Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Kitts and Nevis, Montserrat and Anguilla. And Education Minister Peter Seja says the Child Fund Caribbean has contributed significantly to the social development of Dominica. Child Fund Caribbean, which has been present in the region and Dominica since 1985, held its official phase-out ceremony at the Arak House of Culture in Roseau on Monday night. Child Fund Caribbean will officially leave the region in August of this year. Officials from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a Child Federation, the local implementation partner of Child Fund Caribbean in St. Vincent, was also present at the ceremony. Seja says a Child Fund Caribbean has been integrated in almost every institution in Dominica.
An opportunity to say goodbye to an organization that has contributed in great measure to the social development of this country. This occasion serves to remind us of the unwavering devotion and commitment with which Child Fund Caribbean has served the children of this land, our future. For the past 30 years, our children, from Penville to Scottshead, Dallas to Dubla, have benefited from the goodwill of an organization formed with the express purpose to protect children's well-being by strengthening relationships among communities and parents, children, their schools, and the government. Indeed, we have seen the integration of Child Fund in almost every institution in Dominica, charged with the protection of children and their rights.
The Child Fund Caribbean Office is a branch of Child Fund International, which started in Richmond, Virginia in the U.S. over 75 years ago. Currently, Child Fund is present in over 30 countries, to include 11 Child Fund Alliance countries, serving over 50 million children and their families worldwide. In other news this afternoon, a Caribbean Development Bank, a CDB president, Dr. Warren Smith, believes agriculture can potentially transform Jamaica's economy into one that engenders growth and prosperity. The sector is one of two deemed pivotal to the government's economic growth and job creation agenda, which has benefited from significant CDB funding support. The other is the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise, MSME sector. Dr. Smith says the CDB's input in agriculture has been undertaken through the provision of US $8.1 million in 2012 to fund the first phase implementation of the government's National Irrigation Development Plan. And strike action by unions at French oil refineries, nuclear power stations, ports, and transport networks is leading to serious nationwide disruption. Prime Minister Manuel Valls has again insisted that labor reforms at the heart of the dispute would not be withdrawn, but suggested they could be modified. Striking workers have blockaded motorways and bridges, as well as a nuclear submarine base in Normandy. Nuclear power production has slowed, and fuel remains in short supply. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Grade 6 national assessment kicked off today. CDB says agriculture can transform the Jamaica economy, and a French labor dispute, widespread strikes cause disruption. The news is once again brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send a text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.